Well, it's significant because the previous leader, Kim Jong-il, who was Kim Jong-un's father, was never seen with his wife or paramours. He had a very complicated personal life. Now, the grandfather of Kim Jong-un, who was the founder of North Korea, Kim Il-sung, I believe was only seen once, at least in public or in the media, with a woman that was identified as his wife. Now, the question that will come up is, why are they changing? One theory, according to the analysts here, is that because Kim Jong-un is so young, he's believed to be 29 years old, that by showing him as a married man, so to speak, that shows that he's mature, and this is very important in Korean culture. So this would help bolster his image as a leader, and he does not carry that sort of personal baggage that his father did, who apparently had a number of different wives and lovers over many years.
If this is such an important characteristic for Korean society, why did Kim Jong-un's father and grandfather not live up to that same standard?
Well, they were much older when they took over, in the sense that here we have the third generation of this family dynasty, and there have been questions about if this young man is really ready to lead his country. Kim Il-sung, he was deeply revered in North Korea. He was almost like a god. He's the founder of the country. He's still the president, eternal president, even though he's been dead for many years. And his son, of course, as the next generation, was the son of the founder and had much more authority than Kim Jong-un may have in the eyes of some people. So if there's any questions about whether Kim Jong-un is too young to lead or may not be up to the task, the theory is that by showing him as a family man, that he would be more revered and more respected. And part of that is also the fact that last week we had the announcement that Kim Jong-un was now a marshal of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. He had already been previously named a four-star general, and that clearly put him over anyone else in the military. There is only one other living marshal in North Korea, and he is 91 years old, and the media in North Korea a few days ago had quoted him as saying that his generation was giving all their respect and tributes to Kim Jong-un.
There does seem to be some rumors or speculation about the identity of Kim Jong-un's wife.
There are some analysts who are speculating as to who she is. There's even speculation that they've been married for a few years and that she may have given birth to a child a couple of years ago. But there's been nothing from North Korean media on that. And in fact, they may never mention any further details about who she is. There is one respected analyst here who says she's about 27 years of age, that she's a graduate of Kim Il-sung University, the most elite university, and that she comes from a very respected family, and that she is believed to have had a child, and that this relationship has been going on for some years. But this is all speculation. We've had other reports that Kim Jong-un's father tried to break up the relationship years ago, and then they got back together after he died. This is just pure speculation. All we know for sure is that they were first seen together on North Korean television on July 6th when she was seen sitting next to Kim Jong-un at a concert in Pyongyang, and there have been several appearances since then of them together. But initially, there was no mention on the broadcast of who she is.
How much interest is there in South Korea amongst the public about the identity of this woman, and why would South Koreans be interested in who she is? Is it a human interest story for them, or does it go deeper than that?
I think it goes much deeper than that, because you have to remember that the Korean Peninsula has been divided for more than 60 years. There's no diplomatic relations between North and South Korea. They fought a horrible three-year civil war in the early 1950s. There are hopes for reunification eventually here in Seoul with the North. And obviously, anything that happens with the leadership in North Korea is very big news here because of the number of rockets and artillery that are pointed at the capital, Seoul, from North Korea, the fact that North Korea is believed to be developing nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, and that it has the fourth largest army in the world that would be used against South Korea, again, if there were to be any sort of conflict. So the fact that this young fellow, 29 years old, is now leading this country, anything about his personal life is going to be of tremendous interest here in South Korea.